First up, though, this hour, the backbone of the military is getting some added support. Two bills have been introduced in the Senate that aim to give military families some flexibility on assignment and give tax breaks for National Guardsmen and reservists. We get more on that now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, who joins us in the studio. Hello, Meredith.
Hi, Jared.
So tell us some more details about these bills.
The first bill is the Military Family Stability Act of 2017. It was introduced by Senator Roy Blunt. He's a Republican from Missouri, and it provides military families with some flexibility when they are about to move or are moving from an assignment, if the serviceman or woman is willing to handle the expenses. That's the caveat there. This bill might sound familiar for those who follow the National Defense Reauthorization Act process. A similar bill was proposed last year and passed the Senate, but not the House. Instead, the 2016 NDAA directed the Defense Department to conduct a study on how it can enhance the stability of military families. So Blunt talked about his bill during a Senate Appropriations Defense Subcommittee hearing, which also included testimony from Secretary of Defense James Mattis and Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Here's Senator Blunt.
I know that both of you believe that families are the backbone of the military. I'm hoping if we get that legislation in the bill again this time, that we'll have the support of the Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs. There's no cost the way that bill is currently written, because the person serving makes the decision that they can either find quarters available to a single individual as their family moves earlier, or they can find quarters similarly available if they move earlier, or they can simply just decide it's so important that my family be able to stay until my spouse's job is transitions properly, my kids finish this year of school, or the reverse of that they do that. And I know, General Mattis, you and I talked about this, and you were immediately encouraging in your support of that kind of change. I'd like you both to talk about that.
Senator, we had a good talk in your office. I went back and checked on it. Apparently, it's not budget neutral because of entitlement, so we may have to come in and get legislative relief, which I'm fully committed to doing if that's what it takes, so we don't have to run two different payments to the person for maintaining two households. So I'm not certain why we need legislative relief, and I've got the staff researching it now, but I'm in complete agreement with the program. It's just how do we do it in a way that's consistent with your view of budget neutral, and we will get there.
That was Secretary of Defense James Mattis and Senator Roy Blunt. And the senator said if DOD needs legislative relief, he will see that that happens.
And just to be a little bit clear on this, Meredith, I assume what they mean by legislative relief is some kind of provision that would make it so that DOD does not have to make separate basic allowance for housing payments to two different places within the same family, essentially, you know, paying the service member who has just moved and the spouse who is staying behind in a different location for a little bit.
Right. The Secretary Mattis said, we don't want this to be, you don't want that double dipping. And so the other piece of legislation that was talked about during this hearing was Senator Steve Daines, and he's planning on introducing his tax relief for Guard and Reserve training bill, which would reimburse National Guard members and reservists traveling to and from their duty locations. Here's Daines.
As we look to modernize many of our aging weapons, we want to make sure we don't neglect the readiness of our military families. Guardsmen and reservists often travel hundreds of miles to and from their duty locations every month. Most are not reimbursed for the costs they incur and are limited as to what they can claim as business-related expenses. I think that's flat out wrong. Service members should not be taxed on money they spend to subsidize their own training. This afternoon, I'll be introducing the Tax Relief for Guard and Reserve Training Act, which will allow guardsmen and reservists to deduct travel expenses, including meals and lodging, to ensure they aren't penalized for serving their country. General Dunford, can you speak to the unique challenges that guardsmen and reservists face on drill weekends that you observed during your 40 years in uniform?
Senator, I can. Obviously not personally. My brother did spend 20 years in reserves. I had an opportunity to see him, and obviously the men and women that I visit with routinely. And they do have a unique challenge. I even tell them when I'm speaking to them, I said, you know, I only have one thing I have to worry about, which is being a full-time active duty. You've got to be a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, whatever you're doing in your personal life, and you're trying to balance the family. So I think when they give up a week, 2 weeks, a month, when they go on deployment for a year and they set aside their civilian employment, I think they do have some unique challenges, and I appreciate your interest in making sure that we can mitigate some of the consequences of those challenges.
That was Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talking to Senator Steve Daines.
And we're talking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers about the Secretary of Defense and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff appearance before the Senate Appropriations Committee. What other issues came up during the hearing, Meredith?
Well, this was an appropriations hearing, so of course it got down to budget. The government is currently working on a continuing resolution until the end of April, which means Congress must either pass a budget or another continuing resolution by April 28th. The House passed its version of the 2017 Defense Appropriations Bill in early March. However, the Senate still has no plans to bring its version of the bill to the floor for a vote. And making things that much more tricky is that the Trump administration has proposed a supplemental budget that puts an extra $25 billion into the 2017 Defense Department base budget and $5 billion into an emergency wartime spending fund. The supplemental will bring the proposed 2017 base budget up to $576 billion, but Congress then needs to lift the budget caps of about $551 billion to make room for that supplemental, or sequestration is going to be triggered, and nobody wants that. Here's Senator Lindsey Graham.
Is it fair to say that the sequestration has done a lot of damage to our military capabilities and readiness?
It has done more damage to our readiness, sir, than the enemies in the field.
Senator has, and it's not only done damage to our readiness, but I think it's also been a very inefficient use of the resources that the taxpayers have given us.
Well, I'm glad y'all didn't beat around the bush. 2018 is 603 for defense by the Trump administration. Senator McCain has a defense budget of 640. Who's right?
Sure, if you think I'm going to
expect that correctness I got just a minute ago.
I think I'm going to pick a fight with the chairman of the Senate Armed Services
Committee. Well, let's put it this way. No, I don't. I wouldn't want to do that myself. The point is that more defense spending is needed, but what are the limitations on increased defense spending?
Sir, we have to make certain what we ask for is executable and that we can sustain it. But what I need to do, Senator, is complete the strategy review that I'm doing right now so I can come to you with a compelling reason why the American people have to sacrifice this money out of their pocket to national defense.
That was Defense Secretary Mattis answering a question from Senator Lindsey Graham on sequestration and defense spending. Chairman Dunford said he was confident defense could spend the $30 billion responsibly by the end of September, which is the end of the fiscal year.
All right. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks for the update, Meredith.
Thanks, Jared.